ISIS Audio presents an unabridged recording of Dark as Night, written by Lilja Sigurðardóttir and read by Colleen Prendergast. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by ISIS Audio. Sunday, Chapter 1. Everything went black for a moment as Aurora performed her last squat. The 70 kilos were killing her. Her back couldn't take any more, and she felt as if her arms were going to drop off. This was her third rep, and she only just cleared it. Not bad, though. For a woman her height to lift this weight 3 times in a row was not bad at all. But she seemed trapped in some kind of negative image of herself. She felt she never did well enough. She constantly missed her dad, the only trainer she'd ever had, and her staunchest supporter at her weightlifting contests, as he had been in life, too. He'd always been there to cheer her on, and never referred to her being too tall to do well in competition. On the contrary, he always seemed overjoyed when she came third or fourth in a tournament, and he was always so proud of her. Long after he died, she felt he was there with her when she trained. It was one of the reasons why she pushed herself so hard. "Have something to eat, girl," Stulli said, nudging the box on the table in front of him that contained 2 leftover slices of greasy pepperoni pizza. Somehow Stulli had snuck into the gym, installed himself in his favourite corner, and guzzled almost an entire pizza without her even noticing. "Good, nourishing food," remarked Aurora, grabbing a slice with one hand and pulling down her training pants with the other. She turned her backside towards Stulli, who gave her buttock a sharp slap to numb it before he stuck in the needle and injected the steroid. She was fully aware she shouldn't be doing this. Eating pizza and taking anabolic steroids. Her dad would have turned in his grave if he could see her now. Although, lately, his presence had become more remote, his influence replaced by a nagging sense of guilt over the death of her sister, Isafold. Not that Aurora was to blame for her disappearance, but even so, she couldn't help endlessly asking herself how things might have gone if she'd responded, if she'd rushed to her sister's aid the last time she cried for help. No one knew for sure that Isafold was dead, as her body had never been found, although the police had said there was compelling evidence that she died in the apartment she shared with her boyfriend, Björn. Their theory was that Björn had murdered Isafold in the apartment, dumped her body somewhere, and then fled. He was last sighted leaving the main airport in Toronto, Canada. Aurora clapped Stulli on the shoulder and walked out through the open garage doors. The gym, as it was known, was situated in a large double garage that a strong man had converted into a training club for a select group of friends. Her father's reputation had earned Aurora her membership, and she was the only woman who trained there. The yard outside was secluded, shared only with the car mechanic next door, and overlooked by the backs of some surrounding houses. On sunny days, the previous summer, they'd carried the benches into the yard to exercise outside. It felt safer, during COVID, to train in the fresh air with plenty of space between them, and besides, physical exertion in the open air was invigorating. Weightlifting clubs could be very sweaty places, and the gym was no exception. Hopefully the weather would be as good this summer. Aurora heard her phone ring inside her car and sprinted the last stretch, but the ringing had stopped by the time she got there. She didn't recognise the number and was in 2 minds about whether to call back. She decided to wait, at least until she was home and showered. She waved to Stulli and drove out of the courtyard, but before she'd turned onto Miklabrøyt, the phone rang again.